Welcome, love, to the Way of Grace podcast. I'm your host, Nina, faith-based and devotional leadership mentor for women who are inspired to bring love where it hasn't gone before. Inside this space, you'll find courageous conversations on restoring your relationship with God, emboldening your faith, healing with the masculine, and resurrecting your cherished feminine essence. I'm so grateful to have your heartbeat here. Let's dive in. Hi, love. Welcome back to the Way of Grace podcast. I'm your host, Nina, and I'm so excited because today I'm sitting down with a beautiful sister, Kayla Bell, who is a faith-based mindset and habit coach. And I found Kayla and I connected. Goodness, it's been a while, Kayla, like at least 6 or 7 months. I think we found each other on the interwebs and started connecting and following each other and just having some really beautiful conversations in our direct messages. And I was really drawn to Kayla because she is a woman that just has God at the center of her life and her business and her marriage. And I could just feel and sense this incredible journey that she's been on with God. And I'm sure what is a very multi-layered, you know, process and deepening and a very multifaceted expression of her relationship and how that has shifted and changed through different seasons and chapters of her life. And her and I, just both really speak to a lot of this remembrance of how valued and cherished and chosen you are in God's image and ultimately supporting women to return to the great love of God and to really remember their daughter identity, their beloved identity, to really rest in this remembrance of love itself. So Kayla, I'm just so excited because I know we're going to get to go into many realms and we're just going to have a lot of fun as we bring forward, what wants to come through. And I would love to just start, Kayla, with you sharing, you know, some of your own journey in deepening your relationship with God and coming home to his heart and what that's looked like for you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Nina, first of all, again, for having me. It's truly such an honor. Definitely just feel very grateful. And I feel like we've known each other for a couple years now, I think. But really just like more intimate, like the last 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I think you're right. Time is crazy.
I don't know how we found each other. I feel like I found you through another coach, possibly. But I'm just like very grateful for just connecting, and you've definitely brought more perspectives about God for me that I didn't grow up with. And so I'm just really, I'm really blessed for sure.
I feel the same about you. I love how we come from different places, and that's what's so beautiful. And I just can't wait to hear more of your perspective, Kayla.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, I'm a faith-led mindset and habit mentor. I've been in the online coaching personal development space for I think like 6 or 7 years now. And I'm married. I have a husband. We've been married for, it'd be 7 years this year.
Wow.
We've been together 13 years. So we're high school sweethearts.
I love that.
Yes, thank you. We've owned our own home for 3 years. We have 5 fur babies. So in a couple of years, we'll get into, you know, parenthood. But we've really enjoyed like just being like fur parents for right now.
Same.
Yeah. And we live in West Tennessee in a small town, like 2 hours west of Nashville, where we grew up. And so just to give you more of my religious, you know, faith background upbringing. So I grew up in the South. So really everyone here, I feel like, knows God, you know, believes in God, believes in Jesus as their savior.
Yeah.
I just like grew up in it. My grandparents were the ones who were, I guess you could say, like mainly religious, like had a Baptist upbringing. So they were the ones who really influenced me. They were, you know, taking us to church when they could on Sundays. My parents were not religious. My dad grew up that way, but they just didn't practice it. Like there was really not a whole lot of evidence of God in my household. My parents were young parents. They had us, you know, when they were teenagers. So there was a lot of struggle financially, stress. There was a lot of tension in their marriage, you know, fighting, conflict, different things like that. You know, they were just trying to figure things out and survive, you know, being young.
Yeah.
You know, I commend them for everything they did for us, for sure. And so I actually accepted Jesus as my savior, I think when I was like 6. And I remember
Wow.
being at my house with my grandmother, and I remember doing it, but I feel like it was more like an obligation, just like doing it because, it's what everyone did. I needed to do it so I could, be with God forever in heaven. I didn't want to be punished or
Yeah.
things like that, sure you can relate. And so I did it. And I remember reading the Bible a little bit like after that, like wanting to learn more about Jesus, just like feeling like I wanted to know him and like wanted to believe in like his love and like how he could change my life, like I was told he could. But really after that, there really wasn't a whole lot of evidence of that, salvation that they call it. I was someone who was very naturally studious, like teacher's pet, like did a lot of really good in school, like straight A's, perfectionist,
Me
like just
too.
wanted to follow the rules to do what I needed to do to be successful and have better than like my parents had for us. And so I went to church like on and off with like friends. Of course, with my now husband, I went to church with him. We were in high school. His family was really involved in church. Like he was really involved in church. And we graduated. We actually went to college together. College was a very hard time for me. I feel like it was probably like one of the lowest times of my life
Wow.
because I actually experimented with birth control. And I think you might have a background with that.
Yes.
And
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. I was on it for almost 10 years.
Oh, wow. Well, thankfully, I was only on it for like 3 or 4 months because it totally
Yeah,
like
praise the
wrecked.
Lord.
Yeah, it wrecked my hormones and my skin. So that really put a lot on me, which I was someone who struggled with self-confidence growing up. Like I was only really confident in like my ability to achieve and like do good at school. But as far as like who I was, like looks, like self-esteem, like really wasn't there. I had braces growing up. We were lower middle class, so we didn't have a lot of money. So I definitely felt a lot of insecurity and, comparison to other people as a young girl. So
Totally.
that just really affected my self-esteem even more. Like I was dealing with that acne. And it definitely just felt very, I guess you could say I went into like a depression, just felt like very anxious. This was really focused on school, like definitely felt very far from God, like why is this happening to me? Like things like that. So after I graduated college, I actually decided to buy a local boutique. So I majored in fashion merchandising, which was totally opposite of me because I was like a math person, like type A, like I think it's like the maybe the right brain is like the numbers person, I feel
Yeah,
like.
I
That
think
was me in
so.
school.
Yep.
And I thought I would do accounting, but I was like, I really can't see myself sitting at a desk for the rest of my life. I was like, I just know God, like there has to be something like more. Like I just felt that itch. So I went like total opposite, majored in fashion. And this was like the really first personal encounter with God for me. Beyond just like going to church and just like checking off boxes, like,
Yeah,
when I was younger.
totally.
And the way I bought this boutique was just like so, like, not me. Like, I knew it had to be God that made it happen. So that was like my first like leap of faith, like trusting him. And in a way, it was like he met me at what was like my thing. 'Cause like working, like being successful was my thing. So he
Yeah.
like met me there,
Yes, I
And
love how he
so,
meets us
yeah.
where we are. Yeah.
Exactly. And so a couple of years into that, the boutique was successful, but I just felt still this like void, this unhappiness, like thinking, okay, well, if I get everything I want, then I'll be happy. That wasn't the case. And so that's when I was following some online marketers like Beachbody coaches, and
Yeah.
I saw them living out purpose, like really confident in themselves, like really, I saw this girl like really dedicated to the Lord. And I was like, I really want that. 'Cause like I have everything. I've got clothes, I've got the business, I've made money, but I'm not happy. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to start working on myself. So that's when I started my health and fitness, like personal growth, self-help journey with Beachbody. And just to summarize, I guess the last 6 years of being in the personal development world, like I left Beachbody, started my own business. It's really just been about me growing an actual relationship with Jesus, learning to trust him with every area of my life, and that's been up and down. Jerry,
Talk about
for sure.
that.
Like, I trust him, and then I go back to my own old ways, and then I learn to finally trust him fully with it. And he just completely transformed my health, my marriage, my identity and worth, like truly loving him, like loving his word, like wanting to actually follow him more than just like just believing in him, but actually like trusting the words that I always like learned and was always told to do as a kid, but like didn't want to do them, just felt like I had to do them or felt like I was forced to do them out of fear or obligation or things like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Kayla, we actually have quite a few similarities in our journey.
Yeah.
I love just hearing your story. Like, those threads of the perfectionist, the type A, the striving, the good girl, like, let me find my identity and worth and making sure I'm being quote unquote good. Oh my goodness. I might take a Sarah in a second, but it's so fascinating because there's just a lot in what you shared and what you just said. Because for me, hearing you, and it's always so amazing for me to hear these stories of, those that, grew up religious or with Jesus from a young age. But, and I see this actually in my husband's family because he grew up Christian and, his family is very devoted to the Methodist Church. And his little cousins, who are like, 7 and 12, have gone through, their baptism and confirmation and different things. And for me, it's always so fascinating to witness some of that where I feel. And this is hard for me to say, but it's like where I feel the love with God is very like lackluster and like isn't something that is this deeply embodied conviction and experience that's truly come through encounter and like revelation with the Holy Spirit and just like that massive cracking open, which is what my experience was, right? Like I can't even imagine being 5 or 6 and like declaring Jesus as my Lord and Savior, because I don't even think I would have known what that meant, right? And exactly what you said, I love that you use this word obligation, because I hear this a lot from those that came from religion is, just this feeling of obligation so that I don't get punished, so I don't get condemned, so I don't go to hell, right? Like all of the other things that are attached with that, but not really like being on fire for Jesus, or like maybe not being in that burning love, which I feel is a thing that matures. Although I do see kids in this expression, like there's a big wave of the spirit happening, and I do see more and more children like truly being consumed by the love of God and how that is just manifesting like beauty and greatness and glory. Like I'm definitely seeing that. But for many of us, that wasn't the way, through the church. It was like, just check off the boxes, go to church on Sunday. Like, I'll read the word, but I don't really understand the word or how that relates to my life. And then I find for most women later, then there is like, that God-led moment, that immersion into love and into this more like visceral, embodied encounter. And I'm just kind of, I'm curious. Gosh, I want to go so many places with what you just shared, but I want to start with this piece. I'm just so curious because I know a lot of women listening have maybe grew up in the church and now have left the church or are starting to come back into relationship with God. And I'm just curious, like, in your perspective, what was like the beauty of church and religion and even what still is now, in the way that you get to relate to it in this part of your life? And what are some of the things that, you feel the Lord like maybe even ask you to let go of or release or not put so much attention on or towards as you've deepened your relationship with Him?
So when I started my actual relationship building with Jesus, like I wasn't actively going to church. So I always feel like, I really met God like at home, like in my living room every morning, journaling or doing a devotional or something like that. And that gave me the desire and the want to go back to church and to actually find a church that I enjoy going to and really connect to and resonate with. Like, I live in a small town. Like, there's a lot of, different denominations here. And I went to a non-denominational church with my husband and his family. And I enjoyed that, more of that non-denominational vibe, like more,
Me too.
just not traditional, not like this little. I went to a little like 20 person church with my grandparents when I was younger, We had the hymns, which I think is beautiful
Be
now, but I
yeah.
just didn't feel like the love or the spirit, like you said, moving. It was more like show up. You have to, like, you've got to do all this because this is what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
And I just didn't feel that desire to go to that when I was younger. But of course, I felt like I had to. But now, like, me and my husband have been, we found our church finally. It's about 40 minutes away from here. It's non-denominational. We love going. We've been going for about 2 years now. I actually got baptized out of pure desire and wanting to do it.
So
And it was like the
beautiful.
most beautiful experience I feel like I've ever had.
I love that.
And we serve in our family check-in team. We actually lead it, and I just like love going and just like serving these kids. And this is really the focus there. Actually, the church is focused on meeting people who are not church people. And I was like, that's me.
Love that.
Never felt like I was a church person.
Yeah, I love
And
that.
so, like, their focus is like just letting people know how much Jesus loves them and is for them, like no matter what, like no matter what they've done, no matter their background, no matter if they had a bad church experience. And it's so much fun to me because they really prioritize like fun and just making it really relaxed. Like there's no judgment. Like you can ask any and all questions. Like you're only going to be met with like love and understanding there. And I
Yeah.
really just like, I pray that kind of church experience like for everybody, because whenever you find that in-person community and you're showing up and serving and you want to go and you want to do it, it's just like, it's been one of the best experiences to me, I feel
I mean, I'm like, that's the way church should
like.
be. I'm like, just, yeah, that love, that non-judgmental essence and frequency, and like really gathering people in the name of love and building community from that. Like, yeah, I'm holding the deep prayer that I can find a church like that when we move to Georgia. Because I haven't found anything that I've been really committed to here. I myself belong to more of an online church that I study with weekly, but it's not the same. It's not the same to then have that in-person community, connection, service. I mean, there's so much beauty that can come from a space in which people are devoted to the unconditional love of God and to God's grace and what gets to really be birthed from that. So yeah, I love that you found that where you are. And listening to your story, Kayla, I mean, I resonate with so many things of like, yeah, going through times of deep insecurity and like questioning my worth and, you know, maybe not feeling fully embodied in my own wholeness and like seeking outside of myself for those things. And yeah, I would love to hear how Christ has supported you in coming back to like this innate knowing of your worth and your wholeness and your radiance as a woman. Because for me personally, there was, I mean, a before and an after of like who I am. And it's hard to, I know, put into words sometimes, but I feel like our stories give other women so much hope and help them embolden their faith and like what gets to happen in my life as I deepen my relationship and put my trust in God and really see myself the way that He sees me. And I'm just, yeah, curious what healing and revelation and remembrance has come through that journey for you.
Yeah, so being in the person development world, I really feel like you learn just a lot about like how your upbringing affects you, like why you do the things that you do. You work on lots of trauma, limiting beliefs, like different things like that. And so I really learned that I really found my value in like always doing or working or like achieving something. That is just what like lit me up as a kid.
Yeah.
That's what I was always told, like good job on, and told, you're doing amazing. Like, but I was never really told by, especially like my dad, like how amazing you are, like beautiful, like love, different things like that. And I've obviously, made peace with my parents, like understand like why they were the way they were based on their childhoods. Like I had way better than they did. And I'm like truly grateful for that. And I've mainly, peace and forgiveness with them. But as an online business owner over the years, like I really learned how I was always chasing success or to get to this level of success like really quickly. And just like different times of like achieving success, but then like doing it in a really like hustle, like hurry way, burning out multiple times. I really noticed this pattern of me always like needing something outside of me, whether it was money or like a certain level of like, having clients or like a certain milestone in Beachbody or a certain milestone with coaching, like a 5-10K month, whatever. And after burning out, I remember the last time I burned out at the end of 2020. And actually, me and my husband, we had like a moment of like talking about divorce like in 2020. And that was kind of like a wake up call as well. Like, I'm so focused on goals and me. And I think I'm doing it for God and for purpose and to serve, but it's actually about me.
Oh, I've been there.
And after burning out at the end of the year, I decided I really needed like just to be with him and to like to rest and like no longer feel this need to constantly be going and like doing. And I was just so tired. Like I let myself get to that point like where I just needed like rest and like just to finally be and not be like a human doing machine, but like actually be a human being. And so in 2021, ever since then, like that year of 2021, like I was just learning how to be with God, like in the mornings. Like I wasn't, having to like write out affirmations or like try to manifest goals. Like just being with him, like in his word, like listening to music, like in prayer, in worship. And in 2021, it was my first year to like not actually like achieve anything. Like I wasn't like, going for like a big fitness goal. I wasn't going for like a big, business goal. I wasn't really doing anything. I was just like being a person, just really getting to finally understand like how loved I was by God, like by not doing anything. That was very scary,
It
because
is
like the
scary.
old me like wanted to keep like pushing and going. And I finally like let myself like face that fear of knowing like who am I like without these things. And I don't really think you can understand that level of like love and like knowing your value until like you don't have anything outside of you to like go to it for.
100%.
And so that like that first year of like not really hitting any big goals or milestones like totally changed me, because that was the year I got baptized. Like that was the year we found a church. That and then I finally got back on my health and fitness journey. I've been maintaining that ever since. Like that was out of pure love for myself and like no longer out of like needing to be to look a certain way to feel good about myself. Like I did the time around. We got back on track with our finances after really noticing how I was like chasing, business and like investing that way, which we'll get into.
Yeah, we'll get into them.
And so I mean, ever since then, like I haven't burnt out anymore, like actually fully knowing like this value inside of me, like actually inside, just like changed like how I started showing up in like every area, like in business, like finally serving and not needing to get like likes or things like that. It's been incredible since like that year of like not really doing anything.
Oh, it is a holy humbling.
Yes.
I relate so much. And like you said, Kayla, like I just resonate so much with what you're sharing. It's like for me too, it's like I only came back to that innate value and worth when kind of everything else crumbled around me and I couldn't grasp or attach my worth to anything external. Like, yeah, I remember going through what I call my sacred death process when I actually first met my husband is when all of these other outer things started crumbling. You know, the success in my business, the different things that had made me a lot of money, the clients, the everything. And God was just like putting me in this very quiet, holy, secret place with Him to just lean against His heart and really restore my innate and inherent value and worth and wholeness as his daughter first, not attaching my identity to, what I'm doing in my business, how much money I'm making, how many clients I have, how I'm serving, those achievements, all of those other things that, I was like so unconscious of how I attach my worth to this like hyper achieving and doing for my entire life. 'Cause like you, that was how I got praise and rewarded, was just by doing really well, being the straight A student, like just checking off the boxes. I mean, doing everything quote unquote right. And just seeing now, gosh, how that carried into my early 30s, you know, in this really big way. And then God, as He lovingly does, will strip and release all of that when we're fully ready to completely receive him and like come back to this original, you know, truth and like the origin of our design. And it for me was very uncomfortable when it was happening. And I kept trying to like, yeah, I was like reaching, I'm like, well, can I still have this? And God was like, no, like, nope, you're going to sit, you're going to go offline. You're not going to make any money. Like you're literally
Exactly. You're just going to be a wife. You're just going to take care of your house. You're not going to enjoy it. You're probably going to have a couple temper tantrums.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I'm so feeling you because, and I feel for many women, this is a really, I mean, many women here listening and many women I'm connected to. Yeah. We're in that more like boss babe hustle, you know, kind of place. And then to strip my identity from that into this, very internal identity, this internalized remembrance, this eternal gnosis of love just completely reorients and repostures you. And I always say too, this is something I've really learned, you know, in my relationship with God is God actually like can't penetrate us fully with his love and values and vision and all the goodness he wants to bless us with when we are so restless, like when we're chasing and reaching and grasping and again, just kind of going from like that self-sourcing, like, let me just do, even though I'm thinking I'm doing it for God, but I'm really doing this for myself. And I'm just in that really frantic energy. Like, I love that you just said rest so many times, because for me, God has really revealed to me, like, you only fully receive me when you're in a state of rest. Like when you're in that state of peace and just spaciousness and stillness and steadiness, you know, in yourself and with me. And that's been revolutionary for me because this is big for women. I mean, we're really coming back to like this original templating of like receptivity, of restfulness, of openness. And in the coaching world, you know, if many of you are in there, there's like this perpetuation of, feminine, but it's still in a very like masculine way of still doing and achieving and investing and attaching again our worth into all of that versus just knowing how beloved and cherished we are by God. And I would love to hear, more of that journey, Caleb, like untangling, like, like the chase. And even, like you said, I know for you, you've had a big reflection on investments and finances and how you're stewarding God's resources. And that's been a big part of my journey too. And I would love for you to share. Like part of that journey for you and like the reevaluation of that, so that you really are now moving from this really God-centered way and being a true steward of what he's blessing you with.
Yeah. So my parents did not prepare me financially, as I'm sure most don't. You know, they struggled. I know they filed bankruptcy, but they never talked to us really about money. I just knew it was like a stressful thing for them. And I just don't know if they really managed it or like anything like that. And so when I became an adult, of course, anytime I got money, I spent it all because I didn't have money growing up, you know?
Same.
And I remember joining, you know, Beachbody and just joining this team of women who, you know, were here for financial freedom, like debt freedom. I was like, okay, I want that goal. Like I want financial freedom. I want debt freedom. I had some debt, you know, from having a car, like most typical Americans do. I had a little bit of debt from my boutique that I was working on paying off. And so I paid off some of it, paid off a car, paid off some debt from my boutique. And I was like, you know, I'm here for this. Like, we're going to like get to debt freedom. We're going to get to financial freedom, have time freedom and build our life how we want to, you know. And so when I left Beachbody, I decided to actually invest in this business coach who was a Beachbody coach herself. And that's what made me want to leave and like go do my own coaching and like just work deeper with women than just, you know, selling them products. And I invested with her with a credit card. And I thought, I'm a responsible person. Like, I'm going to do this. Like, God wants me to do this. Like, thinking that this is what he's calling me to do. Thinking I'm being faithful when I'm actually being irresponsible. Like, that's been a lot of my journey. And so that was like my first start of building this unhealthy like addiction to using credit cards to invest.
Me too.
Because in the coaching world, it's just constantly preached like do what you can, like, you know, you've got to invest, like, no matter what. You see all these stories of people maxing out credit cards, like going into tons of debt.
Yeah.
You see a lot of these like extreme, like rag to riches stories.
Totally.
I was so immersed in it. Like, I was just constantly investing in like coach after coach after coach my first year of business with credit cards. And I didn't realize the effect it would have on me until when I took that break from my business and had all this debt and was still paying coaches, but wasn't making any money in my business because God was telling me to like back off,
Yeah.
And I also didn't realize just the stress and the pressure and the need to make money, especially using like high interest credit cards, puts on you. And I had a lot of mistakes that I made with clients, like not treating them the best,
Yeah.
because I had so much of my like own personal needs that I needed to, fulfill doing like things with like debt. And so that was a really big wake up call. Like, I had a client who had to let her go because she invested with credit cards, because I put that in people's head, like, invest with credit
Oh,
cards.
yeah, because that's what we hear.
Yeah, because that's what you're so immersed in.
Yeah.
And she got to the point where she couldn't pay for it anymore, had to let her go. I was very upset because I had coaches I had to pay. Like, that all happened at the end of 2020 before I took my break. And I just was being humbled so much by God, just realizing, okay, how the way I've treated people, like the mess I've gotten myself in, and just realizing, okay, you thought you were being responsible because you're pursuing this bigger purpose with your business, but you've just been constantly like living above your means and like investing because people are telling you, like, if you want to get to that next level, you need to be here now.
Yeah.
And so, really like taking myself away from the coaching world, like putting up a lot of boundaries, and finally just getting to the point where I was so like done with like being stressed out with like and just constantly going back into debt when I said I wanted to like be debt free. Well, that was like a really big turning point for me. And like, I think it was about a year and a half ago, I had like my last breakdown with my debt. Like, in the middle of the night, I was like, I'm done doing this. Like, I'm tired of trying to do this like the way that the coaching world tells me to do it. Like, I'm finally ready to do my money like your way, God. And like, after like really having that time of really rooting down into like, how loved I am, like how chosen and cherished I am, like, he really took away that desire for me to no longer like use money that I don't have.
Yeah.
And that was just big for me because it was just this constant need. And I didn't know when I first did it that I was going to want to keep doing it again. Because especially
Oh,
when
yeah.
you see yourself as this like responsible, like person who's always made decisions, who's always made, pretty good decisions. And then you like make all these bad, just poor decisions. And you're like, okay, God, like, I'm ready to do it your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I resonate a lot because, yeah, I was, someone too that, we're middle class, but money was always a big issue in our household as well. Never having enough, just never taught anything about money. And yeah, the second I had access to money, I was, yeah, the spender. I was just like, it comes in and it goes out. And I am not very responsible with this. And yeah, I mean, it was really just up until a couple years ago that I was carrying, I mean, this is even aside from student loan debt, but I was carrying, yeah, over $20,000 of credit card debt and just other loan debt from investments in coaching and business support and all of these things. And, I do believe investments can be beautiful, and there does get to be a return over time when you're going in a really intentional, again, God-led way. But I'm someone too, I don't put anything on my credit card anymore, like in
Yeah.
regards to coaching or courses or anything like that. Like, I have now redeveloped my relationship with money, and it actually feels most expansive to pay in cash when I do make investments because I've gotten myself completely out of debt. And it's insane because when I was having my big breaking down with my business and going through again, like just all of these losses and finances were being drained, but I still had so much debt, like $5,000 plus of bills a month. And I was just like, God, how am I going to do this? And he was like, I'll show you, just trust me. And I remember this was one of the miracles that he moved through for me. It was like a month later, I received an unexpected inheritance from my grandparents that paid off the majority of that debt. I mean, huge
That's amazing.
miracle. Like, I mean, huge blessing. Like, thank you, God. Thank you, my Nana and Papa. And that was the thing that really shifted my responsibility around money, because then once I could pay that off and I had like, yeah, more of this like freedom and liberation, I then just really turned my heart to God. And I was like, how do you want me to steward these resources? How do you want me to do this? And it became so clear for me too, Kayla. And I was never one that encouraged women to use credit cards to like invest in my services, but it's not that I didn't not encourage it. You know, it was like just one of those things that you learn and you pick up, and it's just like, oh, well, you know, you can put, they're like, oh, I'm putting this on a credit card. Great, put on your credit card. And now I will only work with women that are completely sovereign and have the financial means to actually be investing in whatever they're investing inside of my space. And it really called me to shift my entire business model into a really accessible model where most all women can easily invest and receive an immense amount of value. There was just so much that God really revealed and showed me of like, this is how you can do it my way and align to my heart. But it was like a real reposturing in myself, and yeah, releasing of a lot of my own ways and my own stuff that I had picked up on to really go back. And yeah, for you, Kayla, I'm just so curious. Like, I love talking about money so much because it's actually so expansive. And it's like, I think it's one of those things that are like, ooh, taboo. Like, don't talk about money. But I'm like, no, like, we get to talk about money and we are here to be wealthy and prosperous and to steward God's resources in a really beautiful, responsible way that serves the world around us and gets to be of service to the goodness and glory that he wants us to experience. But yeah, for you, what are some shifts with like responsibility around money that you now embrace and embody and yeah, like have in place with how you steward these resources?
Yeah, so like I said, when I started with Beachbody and got into personal development, the coach that I worked with was had been a Christian her whole life, and she had become debt free. And so I started learning more about like tithing and giving. And I always knew that was a thing growing up in church. I just always said, I don't have money to do that.
Yeah, totally.
And me and my husband finally decided we were going to start tithing while we were working towards that financial and debt freedom. And we've been doing that for, it's been 6 or 7 years now, and it's been really cool to see just the unexpected income, like the fruit of my husband's income can get continuing to grow. He has blessed me, obviously, being successful in many different business adventures over the years, and just seeing too, being in seasons where I had all this credit card debt and had all this money wrapped up in payments, he was still like providing like abundantly, even though I was being like irresponsible.
Totally. I
So
know.
because I yeah and so my heart around giving has really changed. Like I really do love to give first, like with our income, not because I have to, and not doing it from a selfish place, because I always did it initially because I knew like God would give me
Yeah.
money from it.
Yeah.
Being in that personal development manifestation world, it's really
Right. Yeah,
But
totally.
you're really back to the heart of like, I'm doing it to be a reflection of Jesus and his selfless love, because he chose me first. He
Yeah.
calls me to love others first, like he does me.
Yeah.
And I really love being able to do that now, but I really love being able to do that now. And I really love now following a budget, like saving, like we're finally at a place where we enjoy saving and no
Yeah.
longer have desires like to live like beyond our current season. Like I'm finally like very contentful with where I'm at, because God just really like transformed so much in me of like just knowing how like wealthy and blessed I am, like already am, like big, no matter like the money. And I was always like going to money to make me be that way.
Totally. Oh, yeah. This is a big shift.
And
Yeah.
so just knowing like how wealthy I am, and knowing that I'm called to be like this responsible like steward of this now. Just like him shifting those things within me just made all the difference in me now approaching my finances from this very like selfless, like now like overflowing place. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that you brought in the textures of yeah, generosity. That's been something big for me too, like being in a spirit of true devotional giving. And I know I am really grateful. My parents really did model that to me from a young age because my parents are two of the most generous people, although, they don't have like excessive means and like always overflow, but they've always been that way and they always really modeled that to me. And I'm, yeah, see now, like, wow, what an impact that has made on my own life because it brings such a joy and such an expansiveness when I can serve and support and help others. And again, it's like can be so small. Like I was in the same position for years as well. Like, well, I can't, I don't have any extra. And it's like, well, even a dollar, even right, like anything that you have, and it doesn't even have to be monetary. It can be, again, your time, your energy, your presence in places where it can really deeply serve. But it's like being in that service is naturally, I feel, what creates this circulation of what becomes overflow. And it's not doing it for that because now God will bless me. It's just from, like you said, Kayla, like the devotion in your heart to be of service and to love others, the way Jesus and Christ and God loves us so deeply, and to just be in that service, for all. And I feel, yeah, this responsibility piece is big because a lot of women, myself included, I think resist responsibility. We see responsibility as a burden and something that's heavy and a, just this like resistance around it, where I think for a lot of women there has to be a recalibration of what you believe about responsibility and like really seeing responsibility as something beauty and holy and as a blessing instead of it being a burden. Like that was something for me I really had to switch. Instead of like, oh, I have to do all these things or hold my money this way, it was like, okay, what do I get to be responsible for? What is God calling me into deeper responsibility with? And to me, that is being a woman of the kingdom. Like a woman of the kingdom is not just leaning back, passive, not looking at her bank account. She's looking at her resources. She's asking God how he wants her to steward those things. She's really witnessing, like you said, Kayla, like, where can I enjoy wealth in this moment and like not live beyond my means, but still live a beautifully extravagant kingdom life? Because I know my internal wealth is the wealth. Like my relationship with God is the thing that brings me overflow. And like, where do I get to look at in this season how I get to steward my resources, most devotionally? And I think that's big for women because we're not trained. We're not taught about finances and how to really hold and circulate money. It's such, again, that taboo thing. And we're not really taught what true responsibility means. So I feel a lot of women go into that like collapse, damsel in distress state all the time, or they go into like the hypervigilant, like overly, hypermasculine, like controlling state, not giving room, right? Yeah, I was that too, for things to actually flow really beautifully and easefully. Yeah, I just, yeah, I feel that's a really big one. And I love what you brought in around that piece because I think, yeah, just a lot of women are remembering, what does my relationship with money get to look like and get to feel like, and how can I reformat that in my system? And yeah, Kayla, I'm just like curious if there's anything else that feels really, I'm like, we went to so many beautiful realms, but I'm just curious, yeah, anything else that is coming alive that you want to share and bring forward, like anything that you feel really passionate about right now, or something that you're studying, or yeah, that you just feel your heart is on fire for.
So right now in my walk, I'm really diving deeper into like context of the Bible. So I know I've always known like a general like story. Like I grew up knowing John 3:16. Like I grew up knowing a little bit of the Old Testament, but I know
Yeah,
most of the New.
totally.
And for the years, I would just start out like doing devotionals or just like reading books that talk about the Bible from other people's perspective. But of course, as you mature, like it was last year, me and my husband decided we wanted to dive deeper, not out of obligation, but just because the way God had transformed our hearts, like we now wanted to,
I love
and
that.
so we started actually doing the Bible or the New Testament in the year. We're a little over like halfway of that, so we'll actually finish that in like a year and a half to 2 years, which is fine for me because I'm really learning how you should just like take it like slow, like not rush through reading it. And I've been listening to podcasts from actually some local people. They're in Nashville. They just go through like just different books and just like break it down. And I'm just learning so much about the context, like, the Bible from a Jewish perspective, like how they really were taught to, think about the word and different things like that, and just learning more about Jesus. And it's just like been blowing my mind. And I'm just like loving learning the stories in just like a deeper way.
I really love that. I've been having a lot of conversations about the Bible recently, probably because I'm also in my depth of exploration as well. And I think a lot, and I know a lot of my listeners like want to receive the word, but I think they're feeling really overwhelmed with the Bible, where to start, what translation to get. If you have any wisdom on that, Kayla, I would love to hear, because it's not something I've dove into expansively yet with this community. And just, yeah, like for those women that are like curious and I want to be a little bit more in scripture and receive the living word of God, like, yeah, what would you tell those women? And yeah, what advice would you give them as they're kind of starting in the Bible?
Yeah, so I just mainly use like the New Living Translation, or I think the Standard Bible Translation, and that's on the Bible app. They've got the different translations on there.
Yeah.
And I'm currently using the Bible Project. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am. I love that app. Yep.
We're using their New Testament in a year, and they do like a video like breaking down each book and like the background and like who wrote it, why it was written. That's been They're on Instagram. You can find them. They have tons of videos on YouTube where they just tell the stories in just this really fun, like intriguing, like curiosity way. And so that's been really helpful. As far as just like before really wanting to dive into the Bible, I really feel like just like rooting down into that identity was really helpful for me. Of course, someone who's always been in like the personal development, like mindset space, like just really switching like my affirmations to like faith-based affirmations of like, my identity in Christ. Like I listen to those pretty regularly on YouTube, and just like switching my music to like faith-based music that, has the word of God in it. I really feel like music is just such a great way for you to get that word like in your heart, and like remembering it, and get that repetition of it in the mind and the body has been really helpful for me. Because like now reading scripture, like I know so much of scripture without reading it, because I listen to it like in music all the
Totally.
time.
Yeah, same.
And I really feel like music and just like meditations or affirmations have really helped me get it in here versus just reading it.
Yeah, totally. Because I think that's where a lot of women get caught up. And I feel like, yeah, they'll be like, I read that, but I didn't feel it. And I'm like, and I always am like, listen to some worship music, like just pull out some things that are really resonating, like sit in the frequency of it. Because too, with the Bible, it's like, I mean, I remember when I first had my encounter with God, and he actually initially led me to read the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, which, I mean, that's a whole other topic and conversation. But then he led me into the Gospel of John first, which I'm grateful I went there first, because that was more digestible for me and I could like metabolize it a little bit more easily. But even in reading that, I mean, some things felt so abstract and obscure to me, and it really has taken me time to like sit in the word and really receive it from this living place through the Holy Spirit, and to have discernment and like a Christ lens when I'm in the word and in the gospel and really receiving the stories and the parables and all of the things, because it's very metaphorical and allegorical, and right, it's like, woo, I mean, I could just sit in one line or one section for like a month and just sit with that. And I think that's what we get to remember, is like, you don't have to rush through the process. You don't have to think of it like reading a book, a regular book, where you might like fly through 20 pages. It's like you might just sit with one tiny section for quite a long time and really let it work in your heart. And really, I always, before I even go in, I'm always just asking like the Holy Spirit, just reveal to me whatever you want me to see and receive, just open my eyes to see and open my ears to hear, and just kind of help me deepen that perception of what you want me to receive from this piece, and to take time and to let it be done slowly and spaciously and not rushed and crammed and, in a way that feels constrictive in any way, like to really give it space to breathe in your body and in your heart.
Love that for sure. Yeah, it definitely has to be something that you can't just like see it as just a task to check off your list, like my past, like doer
Totally.
people. Like it's not just a checkbox. Like you
Yep.
have to take your time. It's going to be like an ongoing, like the rest of your life thing. Even now, like knowing it more and more, there's still, I'm sure I just have barely like touched the surface of what it all actually means. Like we'll all like we'll fully never know what it
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's so much that lives in the realm of the mystery, and that's always what I'm coming back to too, is like, okay, a lot of my walk is in that mystery, is in so much of the unknown, and really just resting with God and having him reveal more and more of his heart and truth and love to me, and like how that gets to be received, yeah, through these beautiful resources essentially that guide us closer to the source and illuminate the source of God more fully to us. So, yeah, I love that. A lot of women ask me about the Bible, and I think Bible study groups are great, you know, especially you have a local church that you're connected to that you resonate with. And, you know, I think it's really great to be, yeah, in the Word with whether it's your husband or a group of people that are also wanting to deepen that relationship too.
exactly. I also forgot to mention, are you familiar with the show The Chosen? Have you
Oh,
seen it?
love the ch yes, I mean,
Cry every time.
cry every time, tears flowing. I use the clips all the time inside of my membership because we bring a
Yeah.
lot of biblical stories into the membership. But I'll like use the clip because I'm just like, oh, you know, you can feel it so much more when you can see it and feel it and feel an expression of it. Yeah.
Remember when I started watching that just feeling the spirit, like watching that would made me want to go read about it. I'm
Same.
like, I'm feeling Jesus like in a deeper way. Like I want to go read it more.
Yes. Yes, that was, yeah, that actually too is like my catalyst to spend more time in the Word was, yeah, through that show because, yeah, I really believe they did an unbelievable job. And I feel like too, that's always something I recommend to women as like an entryway of women who are curious about Christ. I'm always like, go watch The Chosen and just start to feel, you know, the spirit and the essence and the energy of Christ, you know, through this interpretation that I feel most women can digest and receive in a way, you know, at first that is more helpful sometimes than just going to the Bible or just even going to church, you know, if they're not quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, I definitely think going to other sources like podcasts, devotionals, books, learning other people's perspectives on why they chose to follow Jesus and they really trust in his
Totally.
word, I think has been really helpful for me. And then of course, just like trial and error in life, like when you've tried to do things your own way, you're humbled, you feel this need to finally depend on God and like
Yeah.
try out his way and realize, okay, this is actually better for me. I actually am experiencing the joy and the peace and the love and the confidence I was trying to get, trying to do it my way.
Totally. Yeah. I just even feel, I mean, this is such a big reason why we do the podcast is just women hearing other women's testimonies just shed so much light. It just opens and cracks open something. I know for me, you know, when I came back to God through Christ, you know, I spent a lot of time over that next year just listening to other people's stories and testimonies. And that was like so helpful in my own journey because I could see myself in other people's stories. And then I could see, yeah, what God illuminated through their life and how that was being illuminated through my life. And yeah, I just think there's so much power in us sharing our own personal walk with God and what this path has been like.
100%.
Yeah, so good. Kayla, I'm like, so many good gems, nuggets, jewels, like all of the things. I would love for you to share, yeah, where the women listening can connect with you, where they can find you, anything that you have open right now in your space. Yeah, I would just love to give them that touch point with you.
Yeah, so my Instagram handle, I'm just on Instagram right now. It's underscore all lowercase like Mrs. dot Kaylabelle underscore. I'm sure you can put that in there if
I
you
will.
want to.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because it's like a little wordy. And you can find me there. And I just offer currently just like one-on-one mentorship.
Beautiful.
And I typically work with women who are, similar to us, like high achieving, like perfectionists, really helping them root down into knowing their identity and like all the promises they have with God. So then they can show up in, their health, their wealth, their business from this really healthy place and really have those like healthy habits and just really be successful the way God intended for us to be successful, not this like hustle, like striving, like exhausting way that we always did it before. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And Kayla has amazing resources on her Instagram, and she always shares like beautiful scripture and just weaves everything back to her relationship with God, which I really appreciate because I mean, it was even edgy for me at first to share scripture on my Instagram or even
Oh
like
yeah.
say the word God. I mean,
Yeah.
that was a whole process for me. And it's been so beautiful to, yeah, be surrounded by other women who are just being the embodiment of God's heart and just sharing his love and his truth and his word, through all of these different facets. And yeah, I just have immense appreciation for you, Kayla, and how you embody that walk and how you share it with women from this way of grace, way of love, just way of acceptance and deepening with women in that way. So yeah, I'll have all of Kayla's information linked below in our show notes. And Kayla, I'm just so grateful and thankful that we were able to connect today. And I can't wait to share this conversation with our communities.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again. Super grateful just to everyone who gets to listen to this. And definitely feel free to, come hang out with me on Instagram, like DM me, ask me any questions. Like, I'm always an open book. Like, I'll share anything with you, any resources. Like, I just want to be able to share everything that I've learned to be able to help just someone who's been in a past, situation I've been in for sure.
I love that so much. Yeah, don't hesitate to reach out and share reflections, revelations, what you remembered through the conversation. We are so here to support you. See you next time.